Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So here I am, I'm preparing. I'm going to be speaking the next day at the Dream Center, and our leaders had already met. I believe we already discussed it. No, they hadn't met yet. I mean, the leaders hadn't come. We don't have an annual meeting where everybody comes in from around the nation. And so the doorbell rings, you know, and so I go to the door, and this particular minister brought his podium on the property line. He didn't even bring it onto my property. Brought it on the property line and parked it there and came and talked to me. He says, I just wanted to ask you, you know, do you want this podium? I mean, God just gave me this dream. Like, no, I don't want the podium. And, of course, podiums aren't evil. I'm not saying that. But this is, like, of all the things that you could do. And then I began to tell him the dream and tell him what God said. And he's just like, man, God's all over me. Man, the hair on my neck. And God just showed up, this powerful presence of God. You know, and then he's like, yeah, you can have it. I said, let me tell you, if you're going to give it to me, this is what I'm going to do with it. And I wasn't going to use it, but we were going to do something to it. Just, you know, as an act of a response to what God's saying, repentance, you know. And the other aspect of this dream that God showed was God was so angry. We, you know, Pat and I had a chance at the launch of one of our CTN. We were sitting there in the boardroom. And this intense prophet is speaking to us, and he showed a pyramid. And on top of this pyramid, you know, he had the podium on top of it. And God took this pyramid in his hand with the pyramid on the top, and he took it, and he just shoved it all the way down the ground where the pyramid's flat. That's how angry God was what was being spoken up behind podiums. Remember that?
Yeah.
And it was like, man, it was just intense. And the podium that he brings me has the pyramid up, and it has the pyramid down. It literally had both of those on the front of the thing. Did. And if you don't know this or not, the church, we're in the condition that we're in because of what we've been taught or what we haven't been taught. You know, God chose from the foolishness of what is preached to be able to save mankind, which means if we don't preach the right thing, the wrong things are going to happen. We've got to, you know, we got to have a sound doctrine. We got to preach the word, not the latest concept. We have no choice. We're going to be held accountable. And God says a lot more about false pastors than he does about false prophets. But you have more false pastors talking about false prophets. Like, all of us are going to be held accountable. And so God does this. And so he brings it. He literally brings it all the way on a dolly. It was huge. I mean, it was big. I mean, you could actually have a whole meeting, but a board meeting behind this. It wasn't massive. And he was willing to just throw it away because pretty much what we were going to do is, you know, in a way, kind of throw it away. We weren't going to use it. And he brings it in and he begins to say, we don't have the video for you. We play it, but he stands right beside it and begins to talk about, you know what? I stood by, this might be you right now. You might be this pastor. This is what he said. I stood behind that thing and I talked to people who would not do anything I said, and everything I told them, they wouldn't listen. You know, and every approach that I was taking wouldn't even work. And I quit again and again and again. And finally, I just said, you know what? That is not the right way to do this thing. This is what he's saying. I'm paraphrasing what he said. And what he did was he went and got a job in a large industry. And he says, I'm actually ministering and preaching to people more in business who want to hear what God has to say than the few folks that was there. This is constant battle and tug of what's going on. And it just, nobody was going to listen to what he was saying. And he said, the things that I said behind there were wrong. I mean, he started just acknowledging that kind of stuff. And it's like, whoa, this is good because all we have to do is repent.
Right.
Because I thought this would be great. We'll just have everybody just bring your podiums, pile them up, we'll just burn all of our podiums and stuff. And nothing's wrong with the podium. But Tommy Tenney writes about this in the book God Chasers. Mm-hmm. Got to read that book. Wow. And they're at church, in a church gathering, and you know, all of a sudden just God shows up. He interrupts things because church is about God. It's not about the building. I mean, when you gather in his name, there he is in the midst of us, and he might want to do something. And he did. He showed up with such power. People just began to weep. Nobody's, you know, this, it's not this build-up thing. All of a sudden, just God's presence was so strong that people began to cry. They went to the ground. Their knees began to pray. And just, you know, just what you do in the presence of God. Mm. It's beautiful. It's convicting, something, you know, depending where you are. I mean, it's awe-struck. That's what happens. You're just like, it's okay. He can take over everything. But this pastor... Because I mean, if you've ever been a pastor, you understand the show must go on. They sometimes they're like, you got it. It's time to do this. It's time to do that. You got people in the back like, do this, do that, with their arms crossed in the back. You know, like, hey, what are you doing? Got decibel meters going on, right? Like, that's a little too loud. Anyway, right. So nothing against louder when it sounds. You know, ears do hurt. And so, this pastor in the midst, why God is moving. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, it's happening. That's what you wanted all along was so-and-so to repent and everybody to humble themselves and to hug and love and to cry. I mean, that was the goal. I mean, it's done. God just helped you out, right? Mm-hmm. Just go like, it's God, you know? And that's what I've been talking about. If you have been, if not, you got to get down and repent too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is what he does. He comes up. God's moving. People are climbing over pews and prying and repenting and Tommy's in there somewhere. And this pastor... Not Tommy, but this pastor comes up and he comes behind the podium and he's going to start talking. Mm. Think about it. The creator of the universe, God is present. I mean, you're like, it's just like if you look in the tent of meetings, like you're in the holy of holies and you're going to say something. I mean, think about, you know, Francis Chan writes in his book, Crazy Love, who do I think I am, right? Mm. And so he stands behind this podium. This should put the fear of God in you. I hope it does. It puts the fear of God in me. It should put the fear of God in all of us because God's real. This God you preach about, he is real. He is holy. He loves you. You know, but we got to preach truth in love. And so this pastor comes up and he starts to talk about, you know, the next thing. And all of a sudden, the presence of God, almost like an angel appeared, but they don't want the angel to appear, but the force, the presence of God, took this pastor and threw him back against the wall behind the podium. And the podium split right in half. Mm-hmm. What do you think God's saying? But think about it. I mean, he's getting a message to us. I mean, he loves the pastor that got thrown to the wall. Mm-hmm. He loves the people that he showed up. He loves Tommy Tenney. But what is he saying to us? Does he have to split every single podium in America for us to understand? It matters what we say in the name of God. It matters what we're saying. What he says, it matters that we cannot turn away from what he says. Even when I talk about the things of God, I realize that I've had to repent my way all the way to this message because he's holy, he's right, and I have to align my life with him and his word. He doesn't align, nor, and I'm only deceiving myself if I think that he's going to align his life with me. It's time for us to say, dear God, we want this glory, your glory poured out, and we will begin to speak your truth behind our pulpits and our podiums. And guess what? God will be behind you. He'll back you up. And when he moves, just say, this is God. He's here. Go in. And the presence of God can do in 1 minute what 10,000 messages couldn't do. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.